Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome! Oh yeah, here we are. It is here. The FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 4th of December, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Yeah. Well, what would be news without Apple rumor news? And that's exactly how we're going to start today. Rumor has it that a new 4-inch iPhone will be making its way early next year. Oh, yes, indeed. And the 4-inch iPhone's going to pack some of the newer features, such as NFC for the new phone. That'll be used for Apple Pay, of course. It's also going to have an A9 processor, which is currently what's inside the iPhone 6S. And will have the exact same camera as the iPhone 5S. These little details are coming from analyst Ming Ku, who actually has had a pretty good track record when it comes to Apple rumors. Ku also believes that the new phone will have a metal case instead of plastic, which will be nice to see, and actually come in 3 colors, though he doesn't know the colors yet. Other details Ku has heard says that expect a curved glass. That's very familiar with the iPhone 6 and 6S versions. Again, no word when this thing is going to actually be shipping, but we're hearing it will be sometime in early 2016. And expect a price around that $400 to $500 mark. Oh, we shall see. Staying on the news of Apple, but getting off rumors, because this one's actually true. That new programming language, Swift, yeah, it's now finally out in open source. Now, those of you that are not familiar with the Swift programming language, it's meant to actually make coding a little bit easier for iOS or OS X apps. Now, before it wasn't free, but now it's completely open, and you can actually find all the details at swift.org. Yes, it's even got its own organization now. That means developers outside of Apple will now be able to take a look inside Swift, contribute to its development, and even bring it to new platforms. That's right, it's like Linux for Apple people. Well, I guess it was just a matter of time, and finally, YouTube is thinking about it. Yeah, making themselves think, maybe we could be like Netflix. According to the Wall Street Journal, that's exactly what YouTube is thinking about, to bolster its new premium service. Yes, you know what I'm talking about, YouTube Red. They want to bring in those primetime hit TV shows and those good old blockbuster Hollywood movies. Now, YouTube Red launched a few weeks ago, you might remember, which offers ad-free YouTube, which I know is kind of a big deal. We've kind of just gotten used to advertising on YouTube, haven't we? And background music video playback for $9.99 a month. Of course, none of this is going to get done unless YouTube can actually secure deals with content studios. Which, let's face it, they haven't really been open much to YouTube, have they? And with that being said, it might mean that YouTube's going to have to cough up a lot of money, too. For example, the likes of Netflix, yeah, they're coughing up about $3.3 billion a year to get content on their service. Again, this is in the planning stages. We don't really know if this thing is actually going to push through or not. But as we said, adding TV shows and movies, well, yeah, remember that was the actual original intent for YouTube. Although, I guess you can kind of look at it a different way. There is that kind of content on YouTube right now. It just doesn't stay there very long. It's the Christmas season. A lot of times people want to travel, see new places around the world. What's on your list? How about North Korea? Well, if you are one of those people, you might want to listen to this. Now, of course, the U.S. State Department, among many other governments, I'm sure, are urging against traveling to North Korea. Geez, I can't imagine why. But the Associated Press is reporting that the country really is pushing to get in tourism. Come on down and see our one light that glows on Main Street. So if that sounds enticing to you, be warned when you enter customs for the first time. Oh, yes, those airport officials, yeah, they're going to inspect your USB drives, your CDs, if you still have those, DVDs, of course, your mobile phones, your tablets, your laptops, pretty much any freaking thing you're going to bring in that has a chip in it. Now, that's just a start. If you have any possession of any media of any sort, the Korean government, yeah, that's part of their criminal act, and they're going to confiscate that from you. And maybe more, because it seems if you break one of those rules, sentences for crimes include years of detention in hard labor or death camps. Hard labor and death camps. It sounds like North Korea kind of needs to work on their tourism skills, don't they? And finally, let's see what Mr. Santa Claus is up to today. He's taking a long time to answer, isn't he?
1, 2, 3. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, apparently that's Santa's answering machine. That's cute, Santa. Well, why don't we leave Santa a message right now? Hi, Santa, this is Kyle. I'll be sure to tell you and not to send you any payment for today. Merry Christmas! All right, don't worry. I anticipated Santa would do this. You know, it is Santa. He's not exactly the most reliable man in the world. So because of that, I will be giving your crap for Christmas today. And today's crap for Christmas is sculpt your own boyfriend. Yes, this goes out to all the lonely ladies. This sculpt your own boyfriend kit will give you the chance to create your perfect guy. That's right, you can create a variety of gorgeous men out there. You can make them a millionaire, movie star, or just some handsome prince. And this sounds enticing to you? Well, you can hop on over to IWantOneOfThose.com. Search for Sculpt Your Own Boyfriend and it could actually be yours for £10. Heck, if you want a buttload of guys, get 3 for £20. The kit actually has 5 different colors of modeling clay, special modeling tools, and a guide that teaches you how to design 25 different types of boyfriends. Merry Christmas. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Of course, you got to check out the official website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the great BTN podcasts. For all things happening at BTN, follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Well, as we know, it is Friday, and that means the weekend is upon us. But don't worry, BTN News will be back on Monday, getting you caught up in all the best technology news that'll happen over the weekend. And hopefully Santa won't be too hungover. No guarantees, though. Anyways, I hope you're having a great kick-ass Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.